Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, January 31st. First, our winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service and a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are mainly bare and wet with some slushy, slippery sections. Visibility is mainly good. Wastereo Power says customers in Walkerton are experiencing an unplanned power outage as a result of loss of supply from the transmission network. The estimated time of restoration is 5:45 this evening. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has now tested positive for COVID-19. Trudeau says he'll continue to follow public health guidelines and will work remotely. He says so far he's feeling fine. Ottawa police responded to an incident earlier today involving a truck and a police barrier on the street which runs east-west in front of Parliament Hill. Police say there were no injuries and the situation was de-escalated. Protesters remain on the hill after arriving on the weekend in what began as a protest over vaccination and quarantine mandates for truckers for U.S.-Canada border travel and has since expanded to those concerned with other restrictions in place at varying levels of government. The House of Commons resumed today after a six-week holiday break. Bruce and Grey counties partnered up to talk about a number of issues at a key conference last week. The Rural Ontario Municipal Association Conference gave local representatives the opportunity to raise local issues with the provincial government. Politicians and staff talked about a local childcare worker shortage, investment in the community safety and well-being plan, as well as employment land conversions and settlement area expansion. They also requested support and collaboration with the province on workforce strategies, broadband infrastructure, attainable and affordable housing, and poverty reduction. Saugeen Shores Police say they're investigating a hate-motivated graffiti incident at the new Lamont Sports Park in Port Elgin. Police say a utility building there, as well as some nearby trail markers, were damaged. The building had extensive spray paint damage with several hate-motivated, homophobic, and racial slurs. Police believe the graffiti incident happened sometime between January 21st and 23rd, which was a weekend. Anyone with information is asked to call Saugeen Shores Police. South Bruce OPP say they continue to look for a missing man from Lucknow. 28-year-old Joshua Culp was last seen on January 14th on Walter Street in Lucknow. He's described as 6 feet tall, weighing 160 pounds, with dark blonde hair, blue eyes, and tattoos on his forearms. He has ties to Hanover, Goderich, London, and Waterloo region. Officers want to speak with him to verify his well-being. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 356 points to 21,098. The Dow Jones is up 406 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.68 U.S. cents, up 37 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $88.34, up $1.52 a barrel. Taking a look at sports, in the NHL, 5 games tonight, including the New Jersey Devils at Toronto to meet the Maple Leafs. The Leafs have won 3 in a row, while New Jersey has lost 4 straight. Also tonight, the Edmonton Oilers are at Ottawa to meet the Senators, and the Vancouver Canucks are in Chicago to face the Blackhawks. Former Toronto Maple Leafs head coach Mike Nicoluk has passed away. Nicoluk spent 4 seasons as head coach of the Maple Leafs from 1980 to 84, guiding the team to the playoffs in 1981 and 1983. He took over from Joe Crozier 40 games into the 80-81 season. Mike Nicoluk was 87. In the NBA, 8 games tonight, the Toronto Raptors, who are coming off a triple overtime win against Miami, will be in Atlanta to face the Hawks. And in the NFL, the Super Bowl is set for Sunday, February 13th. The LA Rams will host Cincinnati. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.